the most secret person in history. He has secret and dangerous knowledge called Ilm al-Laduni. With the permission of Allah, he knows about the past and the future. He goes beyond time and space, can travel through time, and leave signs in every age. But his duties are not normal. They are usually strange, and they will last until Qiyamah. He is mentioned in the Quran. With the permission of Allah, he appears in different parts of the world and helps people. Sometimes he can take the shape of someone else and meet you with a face you don't know. Maybe one day you saw him, but didn't even realize it. How does he have the secret to live until the day of Qiyamah? How old is he now? Is he a prophet, an angel, or something else? We will look for the answers to all these questions. Get ready to watch the mysterious life of Khidr alayhi salam. Once again, we bring you a shocking story. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and like the video. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They say Khidr comes when a servant is truly in need. Has a mysterious man you didn't know ever appeared suddenly and touched your life? Maybe you noticed him, or maybe he spoke to you without you even knowing, then disappeared quietly from your life. I'm not talking about someone only found in folk stories or legends. This is a real person mentioned in the Quran and other holy books. He had a special gift and deep knowledge. Even a prophet followed him, trying to find him and learn from the amazing knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him. In the Quran, the name Khidr is not mentioned directly, but in Surat Al-Kahf, there is a story about one of our servants who goes on a strange journey. Most Islamic scholars agree that this man is Khidr alayhi salam. Now, if you're ready, let's travel back in time to learn more about Khidr alayhi salam and the time he was believed to be born. His birth date is not certain, but some say he was a descendant of Hazron, the son of Qabil, Cain, who was one of the children of Adam alayhi salam. Others believe he was from the family of Sam, the son of Nuh alayhi salam. Another interesting story says that Khidr alayhi salam and Dhulqarnayn alayhi salam were cousins, the sons of two sisters. Our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam explained in a hadith why Khidr was called Khidr al-Khadir. He was called al-Khadir because when he sat on dry grass, it became green and full of life. One of his greatest qualities is the belief that, with the knowledge given by Allah, he is still alive, even after thousands of years, and he secretly walks among us. Many people believe that Khidr alayhi salam appears in special moments and changes the course of certain events. Yes, the truth is, every living being will taste death. But then, how is it possible that Khidr alayhi salam has lived for so long? Many Islamic scholars have explained this question in different ways. In fact, the idea that Khidr is still alive has reached us through different reports. Let's begin with the first one. According to Ja'far as-Sadiq, who narrated from his father, Dhulqarnayn alayhi salam had a friend who was an angel. Dhulqarnayn asked this angel to show him the way to live longer. The angel told him to find the source of life where the water of eternal life, called Abul Hayat, could be found. It was hidden in darkness. Khidr alayhi salam went ahead of Dhulqarnayn, and he was the one who found the water and drank it. Dhulqarnayn could not find it. Because of this, Khidr alayhi salam is still alive, but he does not live like we do. He does not need food or drink like other people. His life is different. It is called a second level of life. Khidr and Ilyas alayhi salam live in a free and special way. They are not tied to time or place. They can be in many places at the same moment. Sometimes they eat and drink like us, but only if they want to, not because they have to. Some spiritual scholars say there is a special spiritual rank called the Station of Khidr. A person who reaches this station can learn directly from Khidr alayhi salam and even meet him. Khidr helps people in hard times. He removes their problems. With the permission of Allah, he can appear in many places at once and help people. He supports those who obey Allah and walk on his path. His help comes from places that people never expect, and most of the time, they don't even realize it. He can also take the form of another person. Khidr alayhi salam has a special knowledge given by Allah. This knowledge is known as Ilm al-Ladunni, Ilm al-Batin, or Ilm al-Ghayb. It includes both the past and the future. This knowledge cannot be learned through study. It is a gift and a mercy from Allah. And Khidr alayhi salam has been blessed with it. According to a report by Ka'b al-Ahbar, there are four prophets among people who are still alive, and they are a form of protection for the people of the earth. Two of them are on earth, Khidr alayhi salam and Ilyas alayhi salam. Two are in the heavens, Isa alayhi salam and Idris alayhi salam. Most Islamic scholars say that Khidr alayhi salam is a prophet, but they disagree on whether he is a messenger. For people like Khidr, life and death are not so different. They reach a higher form of eternal life. Khidr alayhi salam and Ilyas alayhi salam meet every night at the wall built by Dhulqarnain alayhi salam. Once every year, they perform Hajj and Umrah. They drink one sip of Zamzam water, and it is enough for them for a whole year. Ibn Asakir narrated from Ibn Ishaq, according to our scholars, when Adam alayhi salam was about to pass away, he gathered his children and said, "O my children, Allah will surely send punishment to the earth. Keep my body in a cave with you. When the punishment is over, bury me in the land of Sham." After this, Adam alayhi salam passed away. His body stayed with his children for a time. When Allah sent Nuh alayhi salam as a prophet, he took the body with him. When the great flood came, the earth was covered with water. Nuh told his three sons to take the body to the cave and bury it. But they said, "The earth is full of fear and danger. We don't know the way. Please let us wait until people increase and the world becomes safer." Nuh alayhi salam replied, "Adam alayhi salam asked Allah to let the one who buries him stay alive until the day of Qiyamah." Still, the body remained untouched until Khidri alayhi salam came. It was Khidri alayhi salam who buried Adam alayhi salam, and because of this, Allah let him live as long as he wills. As we said before, Khidri alayhi salam can appear in the form of different people. One of the greatest Islamic scholars, Imam Rabban, mentioned this in his book, Maktubat-i-Rabban. He wrote, "One morning I saw Khidr and Ilyas alayhim as-salam in a spiritual form. Khidr alayhi salam spoke in a spiritual way and said, 'We are in the world of spirits. Allah has given our souls such power that we can take on the shape of human bodies and appear like them.' Now let's move on to the most well-known and mysterious part of his story, the journey of Khidr alayhi salam told in the Quran and in the Hadiths. Khidr alayhi salam taught Ilm al-Ladunni, the hidden knowledge, to Musa alayhi salam. This happened during the time when Pharaoh drowned in the Red Sea. After this great event, Musa alayhi salam led his people to safety. His people were amazed by the knowledge he had. One of them could no longer hold his curiosity and asked, "O Musa, is there anyone on earth more knowledgeable than you?" Musa alayhi salam answered honestly with what he knew, "I do not know of anyone." Right at that moment, a revelation came to him from Allah. Allah told him that there was a servant on earth who had more knowledge from Allah himself. Allah revealed, There is one of our servants at the place where the two seas meet. He has more knowledge than you. Musa alayhi salam asked, O my Lord, how can I find him? Allah said, take a fish with you and place it in a basket. Wherever you lose the fish, that is where my servant is. Most Islamic scholars agree that this servant with knowledge mentioned in the Quran is Khidr alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam took his young helper, Yusha, and started a long journey to the place where the two seas meet. After traveling for a long time, they sat down to rest near a rock. There, they fell asleep. While they were sleeping, the fish in their basket came back to life and jumped into the sea. Later, when Yusha woke up, he saw the fish was gone, but he forgot to tell Musa. When Musa woke up, they continued their journey. After walking for some time, Musa said, bring our food. We are very tired. That moment reminded Yusha of the fish. He said, the fish is gone. I saw it disappear, but I forgot to tell you. Musa immediately became excited and said, that's the place we were looking for. They went back to where they had slept. Not far from the rock, they saw a man wrapped in a cloak watching his surroundings. That man was Khidr. Musa went to him and said, I am Musa. Khidr replied, so you are Musa, as if he already knew Musa was looking for him. Musa asked, are you the one Allah told me about, the one who has knowledge that I don't have? Khidr said, yes, it is true. Allah has given me a type of knowledge that is not with you. Musa was eager to learn. He said, can I follow you so I can learn from your knowledge? Khidr replied, you will not be able to be patient with me. The things I do, you will not understand. Musa insisted, inshallah, you will find me patient. I will not go against your word. Khidr agreed, but under one condition. Do not ask me about anything until I tell you the reason myself. Musa accepted. He left Yusha behind, and the two of them began their journey, the famous journey mentioned in the Quran. The first event happened during a boat trip. They got on a boat owned by poor people, but suddenly Khidr damaged the boat by making a hole in it. Water started to enter the boat. Musa was shocked. He couldn't hold back and said, what are you doing? Do you want to drown these people? Khidr calmly reminded him, didn't I tell you not to ask questions and to be patient? Musa apologized. He said he forgot his promise and promised again to be patient. They continued their journey. The next event was even more shocking. During their journey, they came to a village, but the people there were cold and unkind. No one offered them food or a place to rest. While walking through the village, Khidr alayhi salam suddenly killed a young boy. This shocked Musa alayhi salam deeply. He could no longer stay silent and said in anger, what have you done? How can you kill an innocent child? Khidr reminded him again, didn't I tell you not to ask questions about what I do before I explain it to you? Then he added, this is your final warning. If you question me again, our journey will end here. Musa alayhi salam felt truly sorry. He apologized and promised once more, this time I will not ask anything. I will be patient and follow your words. They continued their journey. Later, they came across a wall that was about to fall down. Without being asked, Khidr alayhi salam repaired and strengthened the wall. Musa was surprised again and said, you worked so hard. At least you could have asked for payment. At that moment, Khidr stopped. He looked at Musa and said, this is where we part ways, O Musa. I told you that you would not be able to stay patient with me. Then, as he had promised, he began to explain the real meaning behind what had happened. Khidr alayhi salam turned to Musa and said, now I will explain to you the meaning behind the three events you could not be patient with. First, the boat I damaged. That boat belonged to poor people, They earned their living by sailing on the sea. But ahead of them was a tyrant king who took every good boat by force. If the boat looked perfect, the king would have taken it. So I caused a small damage to save it from him. Now the child. That boy would one day bring great pain to his believing parents. He would lead them to rebellion and disbelief. Allah wanted to replace him with a better child, one who would bring them peace. I only did this by Allah's command. Finally, the wall. That wall belonged to two orphan boys in the village. Under it, there was a treasure saved for them. If the wall fell, others would have taken it. But your Lord wanted them to find the treasure when they grew up. So I repaired the wall, again by Allah's command. Then Khidr added, I did not do any of these things on my own. These were tasks shown to me by my Lord. This is the true meaning behind the things you could not be patient with, O Musa. Even though taking the life of a child may seem shocking or hard to understand at first, these events show us that Allah's knowledge is far beyond what we can imagine. Even a great prophet like Musa alayhi salam could not understand it right away. So it is only natural that we too may struggle to understand. Khidr alayhi salam was a special servant of Allah who was given ilm al-ladunni, the secret knowledge from Allah. Through this divine knowledge, Khidr alayhi salam can see truths we cannot see and perform actions beyond human ability. He can do things like staying in the air while making dua, moving from one place to another in seconds, or appearing in the form of another person. These are among the secrets he was given. There is also a symbolic moment during his journey with Musa at the place where the two seas meet. A small bird comes to the edge of the sea and takes one drop of water with its beak. Khidr shows this to Musa and says, O Musa, the drop of water in that bird's beak is like the knowledge we have. The rest of the sea is like the knowledge of Allah. This moment is one of the most powerful examples to show how limited our knowledge is and how great Allah's knowledge truly is. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said in a hadith, May Allah have mercy on Musa. I wish he had stayed patient with Khidr and told us more about their journey. How much I would have loved that. It is believed that Khidr alayhi salam will stay alive until the time when all Muslims will pass away, right before the day of Qiyamah begins over the disbelievers. The divine wisdom that placed Khidr in such an extraordinary position has also allowed him this temporary form of immortality, not forever, but long enough to keep helping the believers until the very end of the world. Allah knows best. And remember this, if you see every night as Laylat al-Qadr and treat every stranger as Khidr alayhi salam, you may truly witness both. In this universe, every being, living or non-living, has been given a task. Even the smallest cell knows its place in this perfect system. Makal alayhi salam is responsible for the balance of nature. Azrael alayhi salam is assigned to take souls. Even rocks, rain, trees and tiny insects, each has a special role. Everything in creation works in perfect order through those whom Allah has assigned. And even the events we see as bad are actually part of this divine system. Sometimes we think a virus has spread across the world and we are dying. Or we look at wars everywhere. We see children losing their lives. With our limited minds, things may seem dark and hopeless. But the saying, there is goodness in everything, is not without reason. Because goodness doesn't only mean happy events. Sometimes we face situations that look terrible. But if we say, Allah has a reason behind this, even if I don't understand it now, then Allah may begin to show us the hidden wisdom. But if we meet such events with negative thoughts, it becomes harder to see the wisdom behind them. Now you know, someone who looks like a person in need might be much more than that. One day on a bus, another day in a market, maybe even right now. He is among us. Lastly, we believe that some characters in TV series may be inspired by him. For example, in Game of Thrones, the character Arya Stark meets a mysterious figure. He looks like a man, but has supernatural skills. He moves with such speed, you feel like he's traveling through time. Arya admires him and wants to learn from him, but it's not easy. In the beginning, she struggles to follow her teacher, but over time, her admiration grows. Her teacher has many faces. He can change his appearance whenever he wants, and he completes secret missions, the kind that most people could never handle. In the end, even Arya rebels against him. Doesn't this sound a lot like our story? Maybe George R. Martin, the author of Game of Thrones, was inspired by this ancient tale. If you liked this video, please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to our channel. This way, we can share these Quran stories with more people, and you can also be a part of spreading Islam. See you in the next video, inshallah. May Allah forgive us all, pardon our sins, and protect us from the punishment of Jahannam, the torment of the grave, the pains of this world, death, and the Day of Judgment. Please join this dua in the comments with your favorite personal prayer. And if you've ever had a moment with someone you think was Qidr, please share it with us.